open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Now, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, I better strap your helmet on tight, you know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Bryson pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we have reached a milestone today on this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, our 100th show. Yep, 100 shows since this thing kicked off on July 25th. Very hard to believe how quickly all this time has gone by. Didn't even know if we were going to have a season this year or when the season would start if we did have one. And literally launched this show July 25th. That was the day, you might recall, that the NFL lockout ended. That it all started up again, the business of football. And along with all of that starting up again, this show went on the air right here on ESPN 850. And 100 shows later, we're still going strong. But it's been a blast. And this show is very special. We're gonna make it. We try to make everyone special, obviously. But this one, a little bit more to it. And our lead guest will be the same lead guest that we had on the very first show, on the very first edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and that is the Browns president, Mike Holmgren. He'll sit down with us in studio as our first guest of Show 100. So kind of going, completing the circle, if you will. We're also going to have Steve Tasker on the show, his fourth appearance here, because for the fourth time, CBS Sports is assigning him to a Browns game. Steve and Bill McAtee will have the call on Sunday's game at Arizona. So Steve, who's really gotten to know this Browns team well, actually, you got to like the continuity of the network here of keeping one guy assigned to this team, an analyst, for a good portion of the season. Steve will give us his thoughts on all things Browns, including the whole Colt McCoy concussion controversy. We're going to get into that, you know, deeply with Mike Holmgren as well. Steve Wyche from NFL.com and NFL Network, he'll be with us to go around the league. Lots of big league topics to talk about, and Steve will address those with us. We do a daily poll question. It's sponsored by Quaker Steak and Lube, and we want to first tell you about that. The daily poll question is, will DeQuell Jackson finish the year with 150 or more tackles? Will DeQuell Jackson finish the year with 150 or more tackles? That's posted on our Browns official Facebook page. A bunch of you already voting on that. We'll give you the results of that at the end of the show. And here's something else we're doing tonight that's special. Along in Quaker Steak and Lube, and we want to just, first of all, give a big hug, a figurative hug here to all our sponsors and everyone who's been part of this in a very supportive way. All the folks over, of course, at KNR. It's been such a great relationship and a great ride. But Quaker Steak and Lube, among our sponsors, is putting up a $100 gift card. Now, that buys you a lot of stuff at Quaker Steak and Lube. Certainly a lot of wings at Quaker Steak and Lube. So a $100 gift certificate to tie in with the 100th show. And we're going to give it to the person who asks the best question in our Ask Vic feature, our nightly feature where you get to ask me questions via the Browns official Facebook page. And we're going to pick the best. I'm going to read. I'm not going to tell you at the beginning here. I'm going to read a question or two in this segment and then read some at the bottom from our finalist list. Yours truly and my assistant, Kristen Rebelli, we got together and pored over the questions. She's the keeper of the questions. She goes through them very thoroughly through social media, Twitter accounts as well. She puts them together, and then we sat down and really went over them and narrowed it down to the best. And then we'll make a final call by the end of the show. Tell that person who's won, and we'll give you the information on how you can get your $100 Quaker Steak and Lube gift card. Anson, via Facebook, again, all these questions I'm going to read are finalists. Anson says, it looks like Seneca Wallace will be starting. Yep, I'm going to go along with that, Anson. What is the most important thing that he needs to do to help the Browns win in Arizona. I would say number one for Seneca Wallace, it's get the ball out on time, develop the rhythm that often is lacking when a quarterback who hasn't played all year gets in the lineup. Now, we saw what he did in a very brief appearance in that game last Thursday against the Steelers, and it looked good in the short time that he was there. Obviously, that rhythm, that timing, that's got to be perfect. And some of it is his experience that he'll bring. A lot of it is based on that. And it's going to be very intriguing to see how he does now practicing, getting the full first-team reps this week and leading into this game. And again, we'll see how it plays out, but it's looking very much he'll be the guy. And that would be my number one thing, just getting that timing down with the and getting the ball out on time. This is an aggressive pass rush he's going against, a very Steeler-like defense because it's patterned after that with their former coordinator, the former Steeler assistant, Ray Horton, the coordinator of the Cardinals defense. So we'll see how that looks, an attacking blitzing scheme, 5 sacks in each of the last two games. Brad, from the finalist list of questions here, Facebook, what will it take to turn this team, the Browns, around? It's not a new head coach because we get a new one, every 3 years or so. So what's it going to take? Well, I think a head coach is a big part of the conversation, Brad. And I think it's fair to bring up that single element doesn't bring you success. You have a new head coach. You have a new defensive coordinator in Dick Geron. You've seen the improvement of the defense, and Geron has certainly had something to do with that. Coaching has something to do with success. But it's also the parts, the talent, the pieces. And Tom Heckert addressed reporters today and talked about this team, you know, going forward, what's going to happen. He didn't go into specifics of the draft, but he just talked about the plan of adding more players and how this team will address things. And he did not close the door. In fact, he left the door open to the possibility of getting a quarterback, another quarterback, and that he didn't see that as setting the team behind, that if you start with a new quarterback, you're not necessarily starting over. He did not say they were going to pursue a new quarterback, but he laid out that question hypothetically. If they did, he didn't see it as something that would be damaging to the program itself, setting it behind. So, interesting stuff there. All right, you're going to hear more of those questions as we move along in the show. And as I say, we'll pick a winner from this group and give them that $100 Quaker Steak and Lube gift card. Couple of minutes, a conversation coming up with the president of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Holmgren. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, the 100th show. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
The cold winter weather is here, so warm up your vehicle with a remote starter from Summit Sound and Security. Avital remote starters begin at just $179, professionally installed with two transmitters, a 1,500-foot range, and a lifetime parts warranty. Get your remote starter today at Summit Sound and Security, a 14-year member of the Better Business Bureau on Route 91 in Twinsburg and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak. Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
You know, part of being a real man is knowing how to take care of your car.
Then count me in as a man, Golic, because I know NTB is the place to go.
That's because NTB has the largest selection of name brand tires, and with over 1 million tires available every day, NTB always has the right tire for your car, truck, or SUV.
And don't forget, Golic, you can bring the car to NTB for all of your service needs, too. It's easy. They're open early, open late, and open 7 days a week.
So why pay outrageous prices when you can trust the professional professionally trained NTB technicians who are ASE certified. And I bet you didn't know, Greeny, that the best way to pay is with the NTB credit card that can be used at over 650 locations nationwide.
So, let's get the stats straight, Golic, because we know you're easily confused. NTB isn't just tires at great prices. They're vehicle maintenance, brakes, oil changes, repairs, and much, much more.
You got it, Greeny. NTB is keeping the world in perfect motion.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
Accident still being cleared on 271 southbound at 480 and Broadway Forbes, on 480 westbound at Lee, and a couple accidents in the Akron area, 76 eastbound in the Central Interchange and 76 westbound at Main Street. I'm Kerry Groden, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Mention that we're giving away a Quaker Steak and Lube gift card, $100 gift card, by the way, for the best Ask Vic question that's posted on our Browns official Facebook page. Aaron, this is one of the finalist questions. Who or what? To whom, do you owe your biggest gratitude in regards to making it to your 100th episode? I love this question. I'm just blessed to be sitting here since July, so I guess a much higher power has had something to do with that, and I appreciate that in ways that more than anyone will ever know, to just be sitting here, just be part of this. But you know what? There is no single individual. It's been a tremendous... This is not a politically correct answer. It's tremendous team effort, and the support from the Browns has been off the charts, unbelievable. It continues to be. Everything that kind of wooed me here from NFL.com and NFL Network has just been, it's not only subsided, it's only increased since I got here. And Cleveland has been such a welcoming place. I love that. And the folks at KNR, it's such a team effort. It's unbelievable what goes into it. I wrote this for ClevelandBrowns.com. What goes into just doing a one-hour daily show? You think of an hour of time, and it just doesn't sound like a lot, but there's a lot poured into this, and a whole lot of people help out and help tremendously. Okay, and this segment coming up right now, our leadoff with Mike Holmgren, is brought to you by, it's not only brought to you by, it is driven by Liberty Ford. Very pleased to be joined right now by the president of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Holmgren. Mike, you were guest number one on the very first edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're guest number one on our 100th show tonight.
You know what? Congratulations. I think it's a great show. You do a great job.
Thanks.
And I'm happy to be part of it. And I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, and we appreciate you. So it's been an interesting week for you, to say the least. Yesterday, you spent nearly an hour talking about the whole Colt McCoy concussion situation, and not going to run through all that in detail because you covered it very well in detail. But as we sit here today, any more steps, any more fallout, where do things stand with it?
No, I just think that we met with the union and their doctors and representatives, as well as the league. Excuse me. And as a result, I think there'll be more steps going forward. I know the league wants to, as we do, we want to make the game as safe as we can for the players. It's a tough game, but we can do more. And if that means an extra observer or some information being sent from upstairs down to the field, just as an alert of sorts, I think that would help. And I think they're going to be talking about things like that moving forward. I really wanted everyone to know that we care about our players. We want to do what's best for them medically, always. And our doctors and our training staff, they're very good. And if you talk to our players, they would tell you that to the man. And so I think it was important to say that and know that we would never put a player, we didn't put Colt in the game, you know, over, against the doctor's orders, things like that. He seemed to be okay.
Right.
And so we put him in the game. And then, of course, after the game, and a while after the game, then he started to develop some symptoms. So that was the message I was trying to get across.
And I think even further than that, you got across the message, and you had taken umbrage, and understandably so, to the notion, the criticism, that same old Browns. Things get turned into a little bit of Keystone Cops when things are being dealt with. And you wanted to make it eminently clear that things have changed, and that this situation does not reflect on that there wasn't anything to be taken from this, as the investigation by the league and the NFLPA proved out, that that as an organization things had been done in a wrong way. But I appreciate the fact that you were up there hearing this criticism and wanting to make clear that no, that things are different here.
And they are, Vic. You know, and I know it's difficult at times when I go in that room for the folks in there to believe that, but that's all I can say. It's not the same. You know, we're not going to have any turnover on the coaching staff. We're building a young team, and we're going to get it better. We lost some games this year that all of us felt we had a chance to win, from the head coach to the players on down. That's real. We understand that. And so we can all be disappointed about that, but it's not business as usual around here. And, you know, I do get when people say that, because it's an easy thing to say when something happens. But I will defend this group to my last breath, and we are trying very, very hard to make this a real special place, and we will. It'll happen. But patience is tough sometimes.
And that's the thing. When we're looking at a four-win season to this point, sort of juxtaposing that with the expectations, and when we say that in a general term, fans' expectation is always victories, playoffs, success, Super Bowl. That's yours too. I get that too. But the reality of what this year was going to be, and with a first year head coach, with a younger football team positioned with what's come out of it, I think where that maybe that gap and that challenge that you'll get from, as you say, the media folks who asked you those questions yesterday, and fans who will ask those questions as well, is what should have been expected. Four wins to this point wasn't your expectation, but what is realistic to have expected, and have we seen some things go awry that are functions of what, like the drop passes, the bad snaps on kicks, the things that have gone wrong? What do you attribute a lot of the maybe those shortcomings to that have held this team back from maybe a few more victories at the
yeah, and you know, it's tough to explain sometimes. I mean, we had one of the top long snappers in football. I mean, and then all of a sudden, and a wonderful young man, but all of a sudden by his own admission, he kind of lost it. He couldn't do it, or he psyched himself out or whatever. So that cost us a couple of ball games. It really did. We had a chance to win a couple of ball games. Okay, so now instead of 4-9, you're 6-7. Not great, but I mean, it's improvement over last year. We've dropped a lot of passes. I think the overload on our young wide receivers because of no off-season and stuff is starting to tell. It's a long season, and now it affects the things that they should be able to do and have to do, really, and that's catch the ball, and that's cost us too. So if you just took those two things, you know, it wouldn't be where we want to do, but we would have improved.
Right.
And but it didn't happen, and so there are really no excuses. I mean, it's just, but that's the way it was. So to be discouraged, no. To be disappointed, yeah, a little disappointed in our record, absolutely. But did we see enough? Have we seen enough to be encouraged for the future? And I would say absolutely, absolutely. You know, and so we have a young football team that's going to grow up together.
Browns president Mike Holmgren joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You were asked during that news conference about Pat Shurmur and basically about his job security, which to some degree surprises me, but I guess it tied in with the notion that how he, as you had put it, he got slammed pretty good along with the medical staff over this whole the McCoy concussion situation. But when, and you were succinct and clear and brief with your answer, saying, you know, he is our guy, it's long term, and basically move on. But I want to give you an opportunity, if you would, to just explain what the type of confidence you have in him and the reasons why you're comfortable in telling anybody he's our coach for the longest time.
Yeah, we went through an extensive interview process, talked to a lot, narrowed a list down to candidates, as everyone remembers, and we hired Pat. One of the problems, as I see it in this league, having been in the league a long, long time, is that teams, when they don't have continuity, are not willing to get through the rough spots with a coach or, in sometimes, a player to kind of get the success on the other side. They never are able to develop any sort of core. They're never able to develop any sort of philosophy. They're just kind of 2 years, 3 years, and I'm not going to do that. Now, that's a basic philosophy. Do we have the right coach? Absolutely. He is really a fine coach who will only get better. This is his first head coaching job. Came in under unusual circumstances this year in an NFL situation for a first-time head coach, and I think he's handled a lot of things very, very well. You know, no one could have anticipated Peyton Hillis being injured. It was a big part of our offense. You know, the situation that has come up with Colt and the concussion, Pat is, you know, he reacted to what our medical team told him, and that's what a coach is supposed to do.
Right.
And so why he's involved in that to any real extent, you know, he shouldn't be.
Right.
And then another thing was brought up yesterday, but what people have a tendency to do is dwell on things that have happened here in the past, and we are breaking the cycle. It's not going to be every 2 years we blow the thing up and start all over again. We are building it, and to build it, sometimes you have bumps in the road. Sometimes you have disappointments, and we all have to be strong enough to weather those storms, get through that, and then have something at the end.
One of the things you also made clear in that news conference, because it was inevitable, I guess, the longer you sat up there, were questions shifting from the McCoy story to next year and to what the process would be. And you said, with all due respect, can we deal with this after the season? I will have our wrap up. Okay. And I'm not going to take you down that road that you didn't want to go. But in general terms, can there be an expectation of at least some level of big picture tweaking, adjustment? How do you envision the offseason being approached? I'm not talking detail, but big picture.
Well, I think we've positioned ourselves. Tom Eckert did a wonderful job last year in the draft with our trade with Atlanta, and we positioned ourselves this year to have some very, very exciting picks in the upper part of the draft. Our guys will do a good job. Our personnel people will do a good job. And we will get another influx of good young players in here. That's one thing. You know, as far as our ability to deal in free agency, we're going to be active in free agency. How active, I'm not going to say yet. But we will build a team, like always, philosophically through the draft and then selectively with free agents. You know, our own free agents and free agents in the market, and that's how you do it. The last part of the puzzle, obviously, is the quarterback. Colt's a very, very important part of this, and the quarterback position is a very important part of any team in this league moving forward. So we're going to take a hard look at this season, which we said we were going to do, and then that'll come after the season's over. So I'm very encouraged, Vic, about the future. And I think people should be, too. And I will say it, and I believe it. You know, I've been through this a lot, many, many, many times.
Sure.
And I know it's hard to deal with at the time. But, you know, I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful and encouraged for the future.
Last thing, 3 games left for this team to play. with obviously no playoff opportunity there, but it's pride or whatever else you play for when you're not playing for a playoff. Will that factor into the evaluative process in just seeing who's still engaged, who's still into this? And you know, we don't know how long we're going to see him, but we're likely to see a different quarterback along the way, and a guy you know very well, Seneca Wallace from Seattle. But how will that impact the way you look at this team? Effort's going to be important, I would imagine.
Oh, it's usually important. I've been in this exact situation before in Seattle, 4-9 going into the last three ball games of the year, and we had made a point at that time, and I will make a point of it here. You know, it's important to see which players continue to play and play hard. I expect they all will. We have a pretty good high character group. But you also will notice teams that really fall off the cliff at this stage of the season. You will notice that historically you've seen it. That is a huge part of the evaluation process, because we want players on the football team that'll battle the whole way. And you learn a lot about young people in these last three games, and we will look at it that way.
Mike, thank you so much for taking the time to join me. And again, I like the cycle here from show one to show 100 to have you as the
Thanks,
first.
Thanks, Vic. I appreciate it.
All right. Mike Holmgren, president of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local lube on any game day to get the exclusive dog pound bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature dog pound bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your dog pound buckets at the lube or swing through the pickup wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
At this very special time of year, all of us at Conrad's Tire Express and Total Car Care would like to extend a thank you to all of our friends. Thank you for your confidence and loyalty. And as all of us get ready to share the joys of family and friends over these holidays, we wanted you to know that we're very proud of the trust that you've put in us throughout the year. Be safe in your travels this holiday season, and happy holidays from all of us to all of you.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
If you've suffered the loss of a loved one, the attorneys at Russo Rosalina & Company will promptly handle the estate for you. They represent hundreds of clients in estate and guardianship cases every year. Been in practice for over 32 years and have represented over 100,000 people in Northeast Ohio. There is a common misconception that probate takes years, not with Russo Rosalina & Company. Call 440-461-8500, 440-461-8500, or rrlpa.com, rrlpa.com.
It's the big deal at K&G.
The big deal?
That's right. Buy one big and tall suit, get two suits free.
Two suits free?
Yep, two suits free. That's three men's big and tall suits for $199.99 or three regular size suits for $179.99.
That is big.
Sale ends January 2nd.
K&G, fashion superstore. K&G.
Restrictions apply. Contact store for details. Giving is better than receiving. That's why we're giving you 0% APR financing on all Chryslers. Like the 200 Sedan, a 2011 IIHS top safety pick, and the 2012 Town & Country with standard leather trim seating and rear DVD. 0% financing now at the Ram Dodge Chrysler & Jeep Big Finish event.
or during the Big Finish event. When you put $1,000 down on the 2012 Chrysler 300, we'll match it. Then add $1,500 cash allowance for a total of $3,500 down. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Ally Financial and excludes down payment match. Not all buyers will qualify. Excludes LX and SRT8 packages. Cash allowance cannot be used toward matching down payment amount. Excludes 300 SV8 and SRT8 models. See dealer for details. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 1-3-12. Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
We welcome you back and thank you for spending this portion of your Thursday with us on our 100th edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you in part by Quaker Steak and Lube. Fans, learn how you can win sweet tickets and Browns merchandise in the Cleveland Browns second chance drawing. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/Ohio Lottery for more information. And this segment, our network analyst segment that we bring you each week, is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Time for our network analyst segment here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And for the, I think it's the fourth time, he will be assigned to a Browns game. And I know this guy has become pretty close to this football team and enjoys this opportunity. For CBS, Steve Tasker, he'll be paired with Bill McAtee on Sunday in Arizona. Steve, welcome once again to the show.
Well, thanks for having me on, Vic. It's good to be here.
Well, so let's talk about this Browns team. A lot of news coming out of Berea this week, mostly about something other than football, Steve, and that is the concussion that was suffered by Colt McCoy on the hit by James Harrison. Two big elements to this. One, of course, James Harrison getting suspended for one game by the league. That was a big story. But also the story about McCoy and the concussion and how the Browns handled this and the investigation that the league and the NFL Players Association conducted this week, spending a couple of weeks in Berea. Mike Holmgren addressing that yesterday. What's your take as someone who not only close to this league as an analyst, but someone who played in this league, and I know, having covered you when you played for the Bills, experienced your share of concussions?
Yeah, I mean, there was a confluence of events, things that went wrong or things that happened that made it evident that the protocols that they have to follow are going to have to be changed and tweaked a little bit. I mean, there's no question it was a devastating hit, no question. But we've all seen guys on the football field get up from hits like that and shake it off and be okay, no problem. And there's no question it was a sick hit and it was penalized and rightfully so. And we can discuss, you know, James Harrison's disciplinary actions taken against him at another time. This is about, you know, the result of Colt McCoy going back in the game. So, you know, McCoy gets up, they come out to attend to him, and McCoy is telling him, man, it's my hand. Well, when the player says, listen, it's my hand, and when the player starts giving you feedback about what his problem is, the doctors are obviously going to check that out, and that's what happened. And the doctors start looking at the kid's hand, and when he says, okay, I think it's going to be all right, that kind of thing, well, it takes a pretty lucid and coherent individual to give them the kind of feedback they were looking for. And when you don't get any, when you get that kind of feedback, there's no reason for them to look at something that doesn't seem to be a problem. So they didn't administer the concussion test for that reason. Then, you know, and to pull Pat Shurmur, I've heard some people criticize Pat Shurmur and say, hey, it's his fault, Colt McCoy went back in. That's ludicrous in my opinion. That people who ask that question have no idea how an NFL sideline works. I mean, Pat Shurmur's got four trainers, three doctors on the sidelines, all of which are qualified to give a concussion exam, a concussion test. The only way Pat Shurmur could be at fault in this is if he walked over and pushed the doctors away and said, I don't care what you say, I'm putting him back in. That's crazy.
Right.
You know, he didn't do that.
Right.
He's got a game going on. I mean, he's looking at the field. He's calling offensive plays. Seneca Wallace is in the game. They're in the last minutes of a tight football game. And if somebody comes over and tells him, hey, listen, your starting quarterback is okay, we've checked him out, he's good to go, that's it. I mean, that's the end of the conversation and the end of consideration for Pat Shurmur. The quarterback goes back in if he wants him to. So to put Pat Shurmur, throw him under the bus, or in any way, shape, or form, say he had something to do with the breakdown of that system is just flat stupid.
All right. Now, Steve, with regard to that whole situation, it's been really a constant story since a week ago today, a full week of attention on, and of course, not just locally in Cleveland or Northeast Ohio, but throughout the country, ESPN, NFL Network. How big of a distraction do you think that could be to a football team that, A, is out of the playoff picture and now preparing for a game where, these last three games, where it's about pride, it's about, you know, playing for something other than that playoff spot, finding motivation elsewhere, and then you have this whole sideshow kind of going on simultaneous to that?
I don't think it'll be too much of a distraction for the players, the Browns themselves, because they're in it. I mean, they know what happened, and they know better than all of us, because we have to come to them and ask, you know, what they saw and what they heard. And certainly Colt McCoy's not keeping any secrets from the players on the sidelines. And the players are probably, at this point, knowing Colt's going to be fine, are teasing him about saying, it's my, you know, it was my hand, not my head. And you know, so the players and coaches, they understand injuries are a part of the game. They're around it every week, depending on who it is. If some player or other is hurt, they know how to handle it, and the distractions are nothing. And plus the players probably understand the protocols that, and all the things that happen in order to let the symptoms of a concussion slip by,
right.
Particularly when, and it happens in my, it happened in my career that I got a concussion in a game, and the symptoms didn't display themselves until 15-20 minutes later. I was actually back in the game before the symptoms actually started to take effect, and so in a place where the doctors had no reason, given their examination, to think that a concussion had been sustained, even though it was a bad hit, I'll admit that, and it was penalized.
Mm-hmm.
But they're getting lucid, coherent feedback from the player about a different injury. That's the injury they're examining. So
Right. That's
one of the reasons why the doctors were misled about what was wrong with Cole, plus the fact, like I just said, sometimes there are no symptoms of a concussion.
Right.
Evident to the player or the doctors, even if they did administer the test. So it's pretty normal that Colt McCoy then later went back in the game, and then later, a few minutes later, 15-20 minutes later, displayed those symptoms. Another thing too, I'm not a doctor, but those symptoms were delayed because there's no way Colt McCoy could have called an NFL play in an NFL huddle and gotten it out if he was showing any signs of a concussion, because it's so complicated. You have to understand what you're told over the radio and then relay it to your team and understand the play itself to get that done. That precludes any concussion symptoms at all, in my mind.
Right.
Because when you have a concussion, you can't even understand a simple yes or no question, let alone listen to a play being called in your ear in your helmet, and then relaying that to your team, calling a snap count, and then have none of those 11 guys who have been with you morning, noon, and night in 150,000 huddles, and them not notice anything's wrong.
Right.
Yeah. That would be impossible for a doctor to ask you a couple simple questions and get any kind of symptoms. Those symptoms of Colt McCoy did not show up in any way, shape, or form until it was too late.
Steve Tasker, our guest, CBS NFL analyst. He will be on the call of Sunday's game with Bill McAtee in Arizona. Steve, as you look at this Browns team that played a week ago tonight against Pittsburgh, stout defensive effort, struggled offensively, and you now see, of course, with Seneca Wallace taking the first team snaps in place of Colt McCoy, on the assumption he's out there Sunday instead of Colt, that, you know, what sort of impact do you see, A, on the Browns offense, and B, do you see a carryover from how well they played defensively, where they had the goal line stand, the big interception, really a strong performance all the way around defensively?
Yeah, they did, and I think that'll carry over. I think that's something that they can start thinking about becoming a hallmark of their team. We've seen them make these defensive stands for the past month. I mean, they've been really tremendous in goal line and short yardage situations, all, you know, in San Francisco, in Baltimore, in Cincinnati. I mean, they've done it all three games and consistently. So I think it's something that the club will take pride in, that the defensive players will take pride in. And I think it will carry over a little bit. Now, offensively, you know, you're looking at a different thing. This defense of the Arizona Cardinals, the light switches come on for them. They struggled early on in a six-game slide because their new defensive coordinator, who came over from Pittsburgh, incidentally, you know, has installed a new defense, and they didn't know exactly what they were doing in that defense, and it took a long time for them to get that. But the light has gone on in the last 6 weeks, and they have really come on. Ray Horton from Pittsburgh came over, and I mean, this defense is playing very well, so it's going to be up to the Browns' offense to solve it.
And speaking of what the defense also has to solve on the Browns' side is this Cardinal offense that has Larry Fitzgerald, Beanie Wells playing some of his best football. There are weapons, early Doucette, and no matter who's at quarterback for the Cardinals, it's that potential for explosiveness is always there.
Absolutely, don't know if Cobb's going to be back in the lineup because he as well suffered a concussion last week. And it'll be interesting to see whether he gets back in the lineup. Now, it looks like he may get there. I don't think his concussion was as to the nature that Colt McCoy's was, but I don't know. Nobody knows that just yet. If John Skelton does go in, Skelton is a guy who's been very poised and he's got a big arm and looked pretty good and actually led them to a victory. Now, remember, Kevin Cobb left our last game last week in the third play of the football game.
Right.
And came in and led them to a victory this last week. So he can get it done. And with Beanie Wells playing the way he has, you know, and all the weapons, they got Todd Heap at tight end, Andre Roberts across from Larry Fitzgerald, early Doucette. I mean, you named it, they've got some guys.
So. Right.
It'll be an interesting play, and I think they have to do it up front. I think if you're going to do it, you have to get some pressure on the quarterback, whoever it is. And if you can do that, things will change in your favor.
Steve, great stuff as always. Look forward to seeing you in Arizona on Sunday. We thank you so much.
All right, Vic, thanks.
He is Steve Tasker from CBS Sports, of course, former NFL standout, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Buckets at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
This season, go dashing through the dough with new holiday easy play games from the Ohio Lottery. They make the perfect gifts from you to you. Play Santa Snowball, Stocking Stuffer, or Holiday Match Doubler. As with all easy play games, the top prize is always up for grabs. New holiday easy play games. We print them, you play them instantly. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
You know, part of being a real man is knowing how to take care of your car.
Then count me in as a man, Golic, because I know NTB is the place to go.
That's because NTB has the largest selection of name brand tires, and with over 1 million tires available every day, NTB always has the right tire for your car, truck, or SUV.
And don't forget, Golic, you can bring the car to NTB for all of your service needs, too. It's easy. They're open early, open late, and open 7 days a week.
But why pay outrageous prices when you can trust the professional? professionally trained NTB technicians who are ASE certified. And I bet you didn't know, Greeny, that the best way to pay is with the NTB credit card that can be used at over 650 locations nationwide.
So, let's get the stats straight, Golic, because we know you're easily confused. NTB isn't just tires at great prices. They're vehicle maintenance, brakes, oil changes, repairs, and much, much more.
You got it, Greeny. NTB is keeping the world in perfect motion.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Tom Heckert, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back on this 100th Cleveland Browns Daily show, as the GM just told you, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans, 2012 season tickets make a great holiday gift. Place your deposits now for 2012 season tickets and receive your choice of a Cleveland Browns ornament or a Browns winter hat, along with a holiday certificate to present to your favorite Browns fan. For more information on how you can place your 2012 deposits today, call 440-824-3434 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com. And this Around the League segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. It's time to go around the league, and helping us to do that is Steve Weish from NFL.com and NFL Network for a return visit on the show. Steve, welcome.
Always good to be on the show, Vic, especially with you. You know, you're my guy.
and the feeling is mutual, my friend. A whole lot to talk about, Steve. Let's start with Tebow Mania, which I think gets even more interesting. It's an interesting story every week, but it gets more interesting with the Broncos taking on the Patriots. And I look at that Patriot defense. If there ever was a week when maybe Tim Tebow could show that he is a good passer, this might be it.
Yeah, isn't that, you know, amazing? They're playing one of the most powerful teams in the NFL, but they're so vulnerable against the pass. You know, it's going to be interesting, Vic. What I'm really eager to see is, you know, if he's going to have to throw the ball because he's playing from two touchdowns behind, which is, you know, he's had to do that before. We saw it against the Dolphins and some other teams. Or is he going to be throwing it as part of the game plan? Because I think what's happening now, because Denver has run the ball so well, is if he can even throw the ball a little bit like he did against the Vikings, their play-action passing game can all of a sudden become very, very dangerous. You know, it's just an issue in this game of can they keep up with the Patriots, or can the Patriots move the ball on them? Because that Denver defense is really, really good.
Right.
As we've seen, they've been the element that's really kept things close enough for Tim Tebow to pull off the fourth quarter hysteria and magic, so to speak.
It seems almost a shame that this story is getting second billing. But it is. The reality is that people want to talk Tebow pretty much constantly on a national basis. But this story is the Green Bay Packers, 13-0, Aaron Rodgers, really the best player far and away in the NFL. And yet it seems like they come up as a slight afterthought in league-wide discussion. But they could be going for perfection. Mike McCarthy, the head coach, saying that he's got a plan for how he wants to handle his personnel, the use of players, if everything is wrapped up, home field advantage and so forth, toward the end of the season or sometime in these remaining weeks. Your thoughts on where the Packers are headed in that regard, the chances of being perfect in the regular season, and how McCarthy might go ahead with this plan?
I think this would be a situation because, you know, they did win a Super Bowl, and one of the best ways to improve on that is to do something historic, like go undefeated, which none of the great Packer teams have done. However, you know, I think he also knows it's a roll of the dice to try to do what they did last year and go into the playoffs and win a Super Bowl with so many injured players. So my thing is this. I think he's going to give the players a chance in the final couple weeks to play them, maybe play them through halftime into the third quarter, depending on what the score is, before they opt to rest the guys. You know, one of the teams they've got to play is Chicago. The Bears are on life support playoff-wise. They know Chicago is going to be having to play for their lives, plus it's a rival. He may not risk Aaron Rodgers and those guys, because that's something that the Bears, you know, playing that spoiler role could really, you know, hurt the Packers in that role. At the same time, you know, I do think they're going to let these guys at least play for a half to see what they can do to possibly go for perfection, because they witnessed the negative reaction of what happened in Indianapolis a couple of years ago. I mean, the Colts still made it to the Super Bowl and lost to New Orleans, but just, you know, the fact that they pulled Peyton Manning and Jeff Saturday, they saw how upset the players were about it. I don't think they necessarily want to go ahead and do that, but the fact that they've laid the blueprint and the groundwork already, Vic, I think that that was really good planning by Coach Mike McCarthy.
Taking a spin around the National Football League with our great friend Steve Weiss from NFL.com and NFL Network. Steve, of course, the big story around here has been the Colt McCoy concussion from last Thursday night's game at Pittsburgh. The part of this story that is interesting as any is the fact that James Harrison gets the one-game suspension. My question to you is, do you think that punitive action by the league is enough discouragement for Harrison, who never really sounds contrite about these things? He's losing, a $75,000 game check, I think is what it amounts to for him. But for repeat offenders, and he's been that, and maybe just the message that it sends through the entire league that this stuff just isn't acceptable. Do you think that does it, a one-game suspension for this guy?
Well, what we've seen, Vic, is, you know, some of the rule changes, especially with some of the players in the secondary, like safeties, is some guys have adjusted. You know, we've seen some guys, instead of leading with their helmets, they've adjusted to the form tackle with the shoulder, and they've lowered their target zone. They've lowered the strike zone. James Harrison has it. I mean, that's the reason why he got suspended. We've heard his comments. Well, you know, Colt McCoy turned into a running back. I had every right to do that. No, he didn't. It was a bang-bang play. But at the same time, had he, as it was explained to me by someone from the NFL league office, had James Harrison hit Colt McCoy anyplace else on the body with his shoulder, he wouldn't have got penalized or anything. But he hit him with the crown of his helmet again to the head. You can't hit anybody to the head with the crown of the helmet. That's why he's suspended. And, you know, I did a piece the other day. Well, I talked about if he does it again, they're going to sit him down for three or four games.
Yeah.
And that's where the Steelers have to say, James, either fix it or you're gone, because you're killing the team now.
Right.
You know, we're already losing you for one game. They've got a big game Monday night at San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's a huge game. I mean, the Steelers have to win every game to stay ahead of Baltimore. Otherwise, they're going on the road as a wild card.
Right.
So to continue to lose him, and the thing is, I was told, they'll sit him during the playoffs. Mm. It doesn't matter what it is. If he doesn't learn his lesson, then they'll continue to sit him. They're tired. The league is clearly tired of James Harrison's act.
Right.
And, you know, again, had he hit him anywhere else, you know, they might not have had nearly as much of a problem. But I was on the field. I was in the sidelines for the NFL.com broadcast. And that was about as violent of a hit as I've ever seen in my life, the speed of it, the nature of it. And I'm just absolutely surprised that Colt McCoy was able to come back into the game.
Right.
So, big situation. But it'll deter some folks, Vic, but others, you know, they're just going to do what they do, and they're going to continue to be like James Harrison, like you said, not be contrite and think that people are picking on him. There are always people in this world who think it's someone else's fault.
There have been three coaching changes in the NFL, Steve. Two last week with the Kansas City Chiefs, Miami Dolphins. Your thoughts on what we can see maybe going forward, the potential for more change in the coaching ranks, a lot of focus on the NFC East, especially the Eagles, potentially the Giants. Jerry Jones, I know, has been supportive of Jason Garrett in Dallas, but that situation maybe gets a little dicey. Tampa Bay, it just seems like we could be seeing more changes lining up at the end of the season.
Oh, we're going to see plenty of changes. You know, North Turner could finally be gone. Jim Caldwell, like you said, Raheem Morris in Tampa Bay. You know, what the three teams that have made coaching changes have already been able to do, and this is why, and Vic, you know this well, you make changes now, is you get a head start on the evaluation process for your next coach. Can you work with the owner? You see how much it's going to cost to bring in a big-name coach and the people he wants on his staff. You put floaters out there to gauge interest, you know, to see if Jeff Fisher would be interested in coming to your club. If not, you move on. And that's what this process has started so far. I doubt any of these interim coaches will get a chance, even though I know for sure Mel Tucker down in Jacksonville is going to get a serious look. And Romeo Crennel will be a fallback guy in case the Chiefs don't get the coach that they want, which would be somebody from that Belichick family tree. But, yeah, there's going to be a lot of coaching changes. A lot of this stuff goes back to last year. There were going to be changes after last season, but because of the lockout and owners not wanting to take a risk of hiring a new staff and they're not being football, they waited. So that's how come you didn't see some of these changes and why all of a sudden now you're going to see a flurry of changes. The big question is going to be, are there enough candidates or worthy candidates out there to fill the void? That is going to be very intriguing.
Right. Great stuff, Steve. As always, truly appreciate the time and look forward to talking with you down the line.
Absolutely, Vic. You take care.
All right. Steve Weisch, one of the very best in the business. All right. We're celebrating the 100th show, the 100th Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And in this final segment, we're going to give you the winner of the person who asked the best Ask Vic question on the Browns official Facebook page, the winner of the $100 Quaker Steak and Lube gift card. So you want to stick around for that and much more on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit LibertyFord.com for details.
Hey, Browns fans. Are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart. The official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
It's the AJ Craig Countdown to Christmas. Let the fastest growing appliances and electronics retailer in America help you find the best holiday gifts at the lowest prices. AJ Craig has hundreds of TVs in stock and on sale. Get a 37-inch HD TV for just $299. Get a 59-inch Samsung HD TV for just $999. That's $600 off. Everyone wants a washer and dryer with a stainless steel basket. So HH Gregg is putting a Mana washer dryer pairs on sale for just $699. Get great countdown to Christmas savings on digital cameras, smartphones by Verizon, laptops, gaming systems, and more. Imagine giving someone a tablet for just $99. During HH Gregg's countdown to Christmas, get tablets for just $99.
Won't you
H.H. Gregg and HHGregg.com. We help.
This is Jim Swayze. As shopping time gets shorter and with less time to finish and less holiday green in my wallet, Half Price Books is the one place I can hurry to find the coolest things that will wow anyone on my list. And I always forget someone. Half Price Books is a holiday treasure chest of amazing and unusual gifts for everyone. From kids to grandparents to your boss. Hey, that can be a tough one, but easily solved. Books on anyone's favorite interest or hobby. CDs, movies, lots of friendly folks to help, and almost everything's half price or less. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt. A $25 Half Price Books gift card gets your own jolly self a $5 coupon to come back and use in January. So hurry to Half Price Books today and get your last minute shopping wrapped up, because Half Price Books has presents of mine in North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note at hpb.com.
Hey guys, three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Carey here for Sunnyside Audi. I have decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
All right, we welcome you back to, as we close out, the 100th edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Poll question today, sponsored by Quaker Steak and Lube. Will DeQuell Jackson finish the year with 150 or more tackles? You voted. 97% of you said yes. And now, drum roll for the winner. I'm tapping on the desk here. For the winner of the Quaker Steak and Lube $100 gift certificate, tying in with our 100th show. For the best Ask Vic question tonight, it was Anson from Facebook who asked, it looks like Seneca Wallace will be starting. Most important thing that he needs to do to help the Browns to win in Arizona. So, Anson, do this. Congratulations to you, first of all. Email daily, D-A-I-L-Y, at clevelandbrowns.com with your full name and mailing address to claim your prize, okay? Daily at clevelandbrowns.com. You claim your prize. Email us there. Congratulations to you. $100 gift card. We want to thank Mike Holmgren for being on the show. Steve Tasker, Steve Weish. We want to thank Kristen Rebelli. We want to thank Pat McKenna. We want to thank Dino DiNatale, our producer. We want to thank everybody, the sponsors, K&R folks, Keith Williams, all the Craig Karmazin, all the great folks who've been part of this, and the wonderful team I work with here at the Browns for making this 100th show possible. And we go forward tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.